There are more evacuation orders today in Southern California. Rescuers continue listening for signs of life amid the wreckage of the tiny coastal village of La Conchita near Santa Barbara. At least three people were killed there, and many more are still missing after a rain-soaked hillside collapsed on the community yesterday afternoon. Homes and cars were buried, and so were people. NPR's Carrie Kahn is covering the search and rescue effort and joins us now from La Conchita. Carrie, describe the scene for us.
La Conchita is a tiny town. It's about 10 blocks wide and about 2 blocks deep, and it sits at the base of this towering coastal bluff, but there is a huge gash where this mudslide came towering down into this town. It crushed about 15 homes, washed into right through the town, and there is just debris everywhere. There are toilet seats. There's a wooden patio on its side. There's the mound of debris is about 30 feet tall, and there are rescuers in bright yellow and orange outfits on top. They're dropping listening devices and cameras, still searching for any survivors.
How many people do they fear may be buried under the mud?
They don't have an exact number, but they've done interviews with people, residents. This is a really tight-knit community, so everybody knows who everybody is here. It's not very large at all. So they think that there are most likely 12 people, but it could be as many as 21. Rescuers about 4 o'clock in the morning told me that they heard some scratching responsive sounds from some of the listening devices that they had lowered into the rubble mound there. They brought in some fiber optic cameras and lowered them into voids. And in the end, it came up negative. But one thing that was interesting that survivors had told them that had been able to be pulled out from the rubble was that they were able to crawl under heavy objects or tables, and that's how they survived from the mudslide. So they are looking for voids or air pockets and hoping that they do find survivors.
And I understand the search and rescue effort was called off for several hours last night. Why was that?
Well, geologists were quite concerned about the stability of the entire bluff, especially last night around 9 o'clock when they did call off the rescue because there were heavy rains at that time. Forecasters were saying that another storm was going to come in and dump as much as 3 inches of rain. That storm actually passed through Southern California rather rapidly, and that is helping quite a bit for the rescue effort here.
Did the residents there have any warning to get out before the mudslide?
I think there's two parts to that question. In the immediate sense, no, they had no warning. There was just an incredible roar, and then the mud just slid down. Residents were screaming for each other, and there was some horn honking, but it all happened so fast. But it has been known for a long time that this bluff is very unstable. In fact, there was a mudslide in the same exact area in 1995 that took out 9 homes. That mudslide was a bit different. It happened a lot slower. There was no loss of life at that time, but it has been long known that these cliffs here are very unstable.
And, Carrie, are there still people there?
There are about 18 residents that refuse to leave. There is one man that is searching still for his wife and 3 children. There are other residents that are refusing to leave. One was very angry that police and firefighters had cut off electricity and water and phone service. He says that they're trying to force him out of his home. That sort of gives you a feel of the community here. Rescuers have brought in a lot of dog search and rescue teams, and they also brought in what they call cadaver dogs, which may give you an idea of how this situation is evolving. But firefighters insist that this is still a search and rescue operation.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in La Conchita, California. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.